We're back, and Joe Kuroda's with me. And if you just tuned in, Joe is somebody that I met in 1967 when I was going to junior high. And I think you sat right in front of me in class, didn't you?
I don't actually remember that.
There weren't very many ethnic people
in
our neighborhood at that time. And you were obviously ethnic. I mean, you were Japanese. You didn't speak very much English. And I think we started crawling around construction sites together.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
There are a lot of construction sites around there.
Yeah, Bathurst and Steele. So we used to go where all the apartment buildings are being built, and we'd hang around there and play construction games, I guess. But our great love was music.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what brought us together, and we had so many great experiences together with music. We're going to play nothing but Canadian music in the second hour. See if this rings any bells with you, Joe, at all. But the thing about the scene at that time was there were so many great venues. I mean, there were the big places like Massey Hall and Maple Leaf Gardens to see rock shows, but there were also, you know, like I said, the Electric Circus and the Rock Pile and places like that to see some amazing acts.
Yeah.
What was one that really stuck out for you?
The place or
a band?
Well, the band, yeah. Actually, what you just, mentioned a little bit before about the Mainline, the McKenna, you know, those guys. We see them at the Rock Pile.
You also saw them at the Victory Theater, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was like a strip place.
Yeah. There are a lot of places that we went. I'm not sure.
I didn't go to this particular show. This was the one where they recorded the Bump and Grind Review live. And you said you went to it. I think that everybody that was in attendance signed their name, and it got put on a poster that came with the album.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, actually, I don't remember that at all.
It's amazing.
I like
what
to
we
have
forget,
that poster now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they put a poster with everybody's name on it that was at the show, and it was recorded live. Yeah. It was one of Moses Neimer's simulcast for Chum FM before he started City TV. And it was live with strippers. So here I've got the album cover here. Of course, it's got inside, it's got the program.
Wow.
And inside the program, there's a picture of one of the strippers. And there's nothing but strippers in the gatefold.
Wow.
A lot of them here. They're named Heaven Lee. There was the Hat Trick. There were all these different people. And anyways, that was the scene. But they played some amazing music.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Yeah.
I think I'll start off the second hour with some Mainline for you and come back with Joe Kuroda.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's meet Mars Mellow. We'll be right back.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that? Joe, at the what they said at the end there? Some guy yells out, masturbate, from the crowd. I mean, wow. That was 1972 off the Main Line's Bump and Grind Review album, recorded live at the Victory Theatre at Spadina and Dundas.
That's a fitting there.
It was this old dilapidated theatre that we just saw better days.
Yeah.
I think they started a few strip clubs on Yonge Street at the time, like Starvin' Marvin's and Cinema 2000 or something like that. And they were near Sam the Record Man on Yonge Street. It was the start of the demise of Yonge Street Strip, you know. Yeah. It was like, that was what brought the sleaze in, you know. Talking with Joe Kuroda, and of course, we have to talk about Getty, and we used to live sort of between Dufferin and, well, you were at, right at Fisherville Avenue,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Bathurst and Steeles.
Bathurst and Steeles, yeah, yeah. And I was sort of a little bit further down inside the subdivision, and Getty Lee used to live there as well, and somehow we got into a carpool. Kenny Sprackman, who owned later owned the Horseshoe Tavern, he used to live right across the road from Getty on Torresdale. And Getty and his sister Susie, and you and I. And we would take turns, our parents would take turns driving us to school. I remember your dad used to drive us. My mother used to drive us. Yeah. And of course, Getty's mother used to drive us. And she was a Polish Jew, and she could not pronounce an R. She used to call Gary Lee Weinrib. She used to call him Getty. And so we started calling him Getty in the car. And do you remember the time? This is my story anyways. I don't know if it rings true with you, but I seem to remember her one time saying, Getty, why do all your friends call you Getty? We just started laughing. And he says, Mom, because you always call me Getty. She says, no, I always call you Getty. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, actually, that's true. And actually, I do remember his grandma as well.
Rosa. she used to pour milk over his head and stuff like that.
Didn't like the too many boys around his house.
No, she didn't. I mean, who would have predicted that he'd become the biggest rock star in Canadian history with Alex Zivianovich, which is, I think it says Alex Zivianovich sucks or something like that on one of my records. You know, I didn't write it. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
But, you know, we used to know Alex and Alex Lifeson, of course.
Yeah, for me, like, my impression of Alex was a really nice kid.
He was
really,
a great guy. Yeah.
He was very always nice to me, so, you know, I do remember him quite well.
Mm-hmm. And Getty, of course.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll play some Rush for you.
Yeah.
For our Rush fans out there, and I picked out Bubbles on the Trailer Park Boys. I got his favorite Rush song all ready to go. I think any of you that are big fans of the Trailer Park Boys will know that Closer to the Heart is closest to Bubbles' heart. Here's Rush.
Start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yeah. Oh.
Set of music there started with Rush, Closer to the Heart. Of course, that's off of Farewell to Kings, 1977. And it was recorded in Wales, UK, at Rockfield Studios. Grant Smith and the Power, Keep on Running. And that was a great version of that song. The Spencer Davis Group, of course, made that really popular. But this goes back to 1967, 68, recorded by Art Snyder in his Sounds Canada studio. The British Mod Beats, after that with Somebody Help Me, another song that they got off of the Spencer Davis Group. In fact, this guy, Jay Edwards, wrote both of those two songs. That comes off of an album from 1967 called Mod is the British Mod Beats. And Joe, I've got the album right here. What do you think of a cover like that?
Yeah, looks like Mob.
They're wearing curtain material as pants. Yeah, they used to, you know, get curtain material, make clothes out of
those
it.
Those are the fashion
they
of
were,
the day.
Exactly.
Dated now.
And we followed that up with The Ugly Ducklings, just in case you wonder. And that's 1966 from Toronto. And the Mod Beats were from St. Catharines, Ontario. And I think that the other band there, Grant Smith and the Power, was from Toronto eventually. I think they came from London, Ontario originally. And, of course, Rush from Willowdale, Ontario. So Joe Kuroda is my guest here on 334578. What were some of the local bands that you liked?
Actually, I did like the Ugly Ducklings because I think they were on radio all the time, actually.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of hits, right? So,
which was unusual for Canadian bands at the time because they said the Canadian music's just not good enough, right? Yeah.
I remember the Popers. I don't know if you do, but you know, I liked their music.
You mean this band here?
Yeah, that's the band.
I've got the album right here.
You got everything there.
We'll play them a little in a few minutes, actually, the Poppers. we're going to go to a band called Levon and the Hawks. Remember Levon and the Hawks?
Yes.
Who were they?
They are the band.
Oh, that's right. They were the band. When they first left Ronnie Hawkins in 1964, they became Levon and the Hawks. And in the summer of 65, just before the Beatles came back, on August the 17th of 65 for their second performance in Toronto, this song, they were playing nothing but Beatles on Chum Radio at that time, you know, just the few days before the Beatles concert. But they were playing one song by a Canadian band. That was Levon and the Hawks' song called Stones That I Throw. So we're going to go back to 1965 and hear that right now. You're listening to 334578 on CHMR, CIUT, VOBB, and Blue Water Radio.
Make it. was looking for. She came upon me, yeah, oh, like no one's done before. Finally got me a woman, she's one of a kind. Gonna tell all the people, I love her, she's mine. I love her, she's mine, and so you see, that's why I'm very happy. The skies are cloudy, yeah, oh, but I am feeling fine. Don't you know that I'm helpless when I look in her eyes? She's got the prettiest teardrops, like rain from the skies. Like rain from the skies, yeah. Don't you know I ain't got time to fool around along the line? I'm much too happy, can't you see? That rainy day you brought up to me,
sees my ways at all. mean at all. Give me just 1 minute of your time. I need your hand to help me climb. Seems like I'm slipping all the time. I need someone to help me through the years, yeah. I need someone to help me through my tears. Help me, help me. Can't you do anything at all? Be just another fall. Won't you help me to see it all? All alone, I just don't mean a thing. I need your voice to help me sing. I need someone to help me through the years. I need someone to help me through my tears.
Thank you.
wonderful set of music, which I must explain now to you, that we just played for you. Started that off with Levon and the Hawk, Stones That I Throw, from 1965, a Robbie Robertson composition, off of a Atco Records 45 RPM single. And it was produced right here in Toronto by Henry Glover and recorded by Phil Ramone. Maybe it wasn't recorded in Toronto. It might be recorded in New York City, for all I know. The Poppers, One Rainy Day, that came off of their Magic People album from 1967, one that, Joe, you mentioned a little earlier. Yeah. And then we went to Vancouver, the band that used to come to Toronto every once in a while, played the Rock Pile, Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah.
They were great. Yeah, I loved those guys. Yeah, they put out about three albums. That was a song called Times Are Changing, 1969. Kensington Market, a song called Help Me.
That's another great band.
Did you remember? Yeah, okay, yeah. There was this. Everybody talks about the Toronto Rock and Roll Revival, 1969, at the Toronto Pop Festival at Varsity Stadium. But there was another pop festival in Toronto around that time that took place in Varsity Arena. Mm-hmm. The Toronto Pop Festival, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it had a whole bunch of bands that were listed that didn't show up.
Yeah.
But Canned Heat were there. We also got to see Kensington Market play at that time. Do you remember that show?
Yeah. It was a great set you just played there, you know, from the band to Levon and the Poppers. Just amazing. It's great music there.
Do you know what the last piece was?
No, I actually don't remember that piece, but it was I really got into it.
Syrinx.
Okay.
Syrinx, another Toronto band. And the reason I played Syrinx there is because it brings us around to York University's tunnel system in a roundabout way. We used to go to York University and sneak into the tunnel system that connects all the buildings. There's tunnels that go all through the grounds that have hot water and heat and stuff like that. And we used to just go exploring all the time.
Yeah.
And you and I, and it was totally, some of it was so hot.
Yeah.
It would be just like sweltering heat in some of those tunnels.
Yeah, it's just like nobody knows about it, right?
Except
only a few people, maybe like people who, you know, cleaners and people like that, but...
Yeah, workers. You know, we used to just take all the exits to see where we would end up, and one time we ended up in this room, and then Syrinx was playing.
Wow, you remember that?
I do. And another time we turned up, it was a door that opened behind a curtain, and when we moved the curtain, we were in a Polish wedding with a polka band, and we were right behind the sweet table, so we started eating. We just wind up in these weird places, you know, and we get into any building.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing was, I guess they figured out someone's getting in here. And they started locking doors to the tunnels, and we kept finding new ways to get in.
Yeah. In all unlikely places you find the door or something, right?
Yeah. Or sometime we climb up a ladder and wind up in the middle of a garden somewhere. Yeah. You know, there'd be a trap door that took you out into a garden. And this was when they were doing a lot of construction up at York campus. Yeah. Keel and Steels at that time.
Yeah.
Good times then. We're going to move along to some totally different kind of music than we've been playing so far today. And you asked me to play some Dick Nolan.
Yeah.
Tell me why you want some Dick Nolan.
Not sure exactly, but I seem to recall you and I listened to the music from Maritimes, Hank Snow almost, you know, and Dick Nolan was one of them. And he had a song about the sheep.
Aunt Martha's sheep.
And we used to laugh on that.
Yeah, Aunt Martha's sheep was such a great song. Yeah, you know? I got another one I'm going to play, though, from 1975. It's called The Good Old Newfie Outhouse. Oh. I don't think you've ever heard it.
No, but look forward to hearing it.
Here you go.
Just a few feet from the back porch stands a rugged wooden shack. Are you heartbound when you go there, but relaxed when you get back?
It'll always serve your purpose in the years that it will last. When it's 25 below, you'll want to get out fast. In the good old Newfie outhouse, when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. Now the outhouse has one window so the sun can shine in through, and you'll always leave the door ajar so you will not turn blue. The catalogs are always there to use to your desire, this house that serves you daily, not for rent and not for hire. In the good old Newfie outhouse, when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. In the summer, the bugs all crawl around the ceiling, walls, and floor. You need a can of fly spray when you walk through the door. But summer doesn't last too long, the winter winds will blow. You'll shiver in the outhouse when it's 25 below. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. Some cold air, I'll be glad to get out.
There was grief among the people of that northern Timmins town when someone hollered, "Fire, the mine is burning down." Then rushing to the surface came those McIntyre men to make ready and prepare to let the firefighters in. There's a fire way down in the mine. It was February 2nd in the year of 65. A miner's life was taken in the carbon monoxide. The gas had been created way down a mile or so in the McIntyre Hellfire 6,000 feet below. There's a fire way down in the mine. The call went through the Northland for men to fight the flame. From Sudbury to Naranda and from everywhere they came. With oxygen and gas masks they worked for a month of days. In 150 degrees of heat they fought that gassy blaze. There's a fire way down in the mine. The deadly gas kept rising in the McIntyre High till it seeped through the walls and fire doors to the Hollinger mine nearby. For nearly 1,000 miners now, there was no work below. The word came from the office boys, "We have to let you go." There's a fire way down in the mine. With smiles of hope now faded, many faces wore a frown. Must we see our children hungry? Must we have to leave the town? Will they have to close the mines up, bringing trouble, strife, and woe? Or will they beat that gassy hellfire 6,000 feet below? There's a fire way down in the mine. Then at last it was all over, they had sealed the fire in. As it died they called the miners slowly back to work again. Some may say that it was nothing and the world may pass it by, but the people up in Timmins will always hear that awful cry. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine. There's a fire way down in the mine.
Stompin' Tom. Fire in the mine. Joe Carota is my guest here on 33-45-78 this week. And you were with me when we went to see a whole bunch of us guys from Newton Brook High School went to see Stomp and Tom in 1970. We had to borrow IDs because none of us were old enough, because the drinking age was 21 then.
Yeah.
And we got kicked out after the first set. Do you remember? Because we were sitting right in the front row, the front table, and we were smoking cigars. I think Dan Poutler was there, and Aaron Moses, and names from the past.
Yeah, but the just going down to see Stomping Tom was the highlight of the year for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was 1970 at the Horseshoe.
The Horseshoe Tavern.
Maybe 71.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Horseshoe Tavern. And because the year after that, they lowered the drinking age to 18.
Yeah.
But that year, we had to actually, borrow IDs. And I don't know who you were, but obviously, it wasn't a Japanese ID that you borrowed.
Just like those club scenes that we had, either Horseshoes Tavern or El Mocambo, there are a lot of great bands came by and we went to see them.
Yeah. Exactly. So we just played Dick Nolan and Stomp a Tom. Dick Nolan off of his 1975 Dick Nolan album, just called Dick Nolan, and Stomp a Tom. I took that cut because there's about three different versions of Fire in the Mind that he recorded, but I took that off of Love and Laughter from 1971. I think that's the best version of it there. We can't go on without playing any Mandela. did you ever get to see the Mandela?
Yeah.
Of course, Dominic Troiano and Whitey Glenn, and the band eventually, I think George Oliver's on the cut I'm going to play. He was just amazing.
Yeah.
But he went on an ego trip and quit the band and formed another band. And his children, I think, George Oliver and his children. And then Roy Kenner from Roy Kenner and the Associates came in and took over. And then they became Bush. And then they became the James Gang. And of course, Dominic Troiano came back to Canada, and he got married to Sean Jackson. And Sean Jackson and her brother, Sean and Jay Jackson, and the Majestics. So I've got an album here that I just picked up. I've been looking for an album like this for years. Just picked it up at the Goodwill or someplace like that, and it's the Soul King Otis Redding, a tribute by the Majestics. Sort of two songs that show Toronto's R&B scene, which was really, really big at the time. But check out these vocals, Joe.
You, me, and all of us are looking for the key that will open the door to the world. Can't remember, had nothing but misery.
You've been listening to 334578, a program of all vinyl, just about all from my own record collection that I've been collecting for about, well, over 50 years now. Joe Kuroda's been my guest this week, and it's just been great seeing you on the radio, Joe.
I had a lot of fun today.
I mean, you know, not too many people get together after 45 years for the first time on the radio.
Yeah. It's the first, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So it's just been great to see you and reminisce with you and go through all of these moments in our history together, you know. The program is going to be downloadable tomorrow from my website, the3w's.backtothesugarcamp.com. You can always get a hold of me at steve@backtothesugarcamp.com because my name is Steve. Remember, I tweet as I play them as well, so follow me on Twitter at sugarcamp2. That's the number 2. And you can get up-to-date tweets as I play the songs here. This show is also heard on CHMR in St. John's, Newfoundland, VOBB in Point Norris Point, whatever it's called. It's all snowed in anyway today. And that's near Rocky Harbor, Newfoundland. Also on Blue Water Radio up in Hanover, Ontario, and it emanates out of the map room of Hart House here at the University of Toronto. This is CIUT FM 89.5, University of Toronto Radio. Been here since 1965. Okay, so as we fade out the Majestics there, and they're such a great band. I mean, fabulous musicians came out of the city of Toronto that in their day did not get their due because they were Canadian. And that was really too bad because there were so many great Canadian bands at the time, right?
Yeah.
You agree with me there, do you? I didn't know. I never knew that you were into sumo wrestling. You never told me that.
Yeah, actually, I do watch sumo wrestling on Japanese TV.
Were you promoting it in Canada?
Not exactly, but I was, sort of doing a little bit of explaining, you know, commenting on, reporting on the sumo wrestling in English, obviously, for people who, do not speak English, Japanese. And for a while, I had a lot of fun, you know, just going back in the history of sumo wrestlers and then just myself, like, knowing about them, you know, what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, the days, 100 years ago, and then now is kind of quite different. Sumo's got a history that I go back, goes back
quite a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks ever so much for coming down and sharing these moments with me.
Yeah, it's the feeling is mutual. Like, I really loved it.
Excellent. We're going to go with a band from Toronto called It's All Meat and a song called Feel It. We'll see you next week here on 334578.
Feel it, baby.